trigger warning. As much as the work we do together is for healing and wholeness, timing is also important. This episode deals with topics that may bring up strong feelings for you right now. Please see the show notes for specifics on what this episode covers. And if it's not right for you right now, please feel free to choose another episode. Welcome to Soul Awakening with Joy Troscott. The heart behind this podcast is to be a touchpoint for you when you need it most. Through each episode, we'll walk through specific areas which cover the many transitions of your life journey, so that we can show up in this world with more ease, grace, and flow. This is a seeking episode. These episodes are about seeking guidance and recognizing the importance of uncovering our truth, revealing the precious gifts encoded with our being that can serve as powerful tools on our life journey. When we actively seek, we embark on a transformative quest to discover and harness these invaluable gifts, empowering ourselves along the way. Now, let's begin.
We're going to be talking about connecting into that inner compass, and I just love the idea that we actually have an inner compass. And I wonder if some of you have a sense of that. Do you have a sense of yourself holding this inner guiding system, an inner compass? So we are in an amazing time. As we know that this world is so turbulent and so much more than it was for our grandparents and great-grandparents. We are truly bombarded by so much information and so many more people, so many more options. It's just quite exhausting. So if we can get the sense of our inner compass, the place that helps us to settle and to be here, and then to guide or steer our awareness or our journey from an inner authentic space, if we can claim that within us, then the journey really takes on another look. So we want to look at that today and just get a feeling about how does that work for us. Do you have a sense that you have a place where you can come home to within your own self? Have you thought about that ever? Let's talk about courage for a moment. So courage, if you take the word courage and you break it up and you say C-O-U and then rage. So here you've got this wonderful word of rage, and you think how powerful rage is. If you are enraged, think how powerful you are. And then C-O-U are three letters from the word likur, which is spelled C-O-E-U-R. But if you just say C-O-U and you say there are three letters from le coeur, which is heart in French, the heart. And imagine that we rage through our heart. That is the way to come back into, to harness your courage, harness your strength, because we've all got that. And then to activate your system, to have the courage to step up and stand in your truth, your authenticity, your beautiful being. Most of us have an awareness. It's our discomfort is saying, I'm not happy. And we keep saying, well, no, you know, it'll inconvenience this one and it'll be hard for that one. And, you know, I can't really choose because it's selfish of me if I make this choice, and I've got to hang in there and I've got to keep on going and I keep enduring. And really what we're doing is we're making ourselves really, really ill in every possible way. And this is not the way for us to do it. Having the clarity of what we want and what we want to choose is so that we will choose. And we forget that part. When we get lost in everything else, we lose our sense of self. And really, how painful that must be for our beingness, because our beingness is a unique, divine, sovereign beingness. And while we're in this form, we're holding such an important place, a pivotal space in this beautiful form. So we really want to stay connected to that. stay awakened to what our mind body being is saying. I like this. I want more of it. I don't want this. And I don't want any more of this. But it's that actual choosing that is hard for us to do, because all the other programs that are running that say, don't be selfish. You can't just always do what you want. And then we don't do what we truly want to do. And we don't give to ourselves what we truly wish to give to ourselves. And all we're doing then is we're just putting our light out, just slowly, day by day, putting our light out. And eventually we're just walking around in this dark cavern that we call depression or whatever else, whatever names we want to give it. But really it's our light has gone out. And that is the hardest thing for us. But the light will go out when we constantly self-betray, when we constantly tell our being, no, you don't count. No, it's not for you to decide. Don't be selfish. Life is hard. You've got to suffer. This is such nonsense. I'm so tired of those codes and those systems that have bound us and wrapped us up and strangled the life out of us. We are here to choose, and that's why we have a sense of desire for something else. It's that button that says choose, but we must choose. And then our sense of confidence in that choosing will help us continue to choose for our highest best. When we choose, we start walking down a road that is filled with choice. When we don't even start walking on the path towards ourselves, there's nothing. There's just standing still and losing our light. When we choose to step into our life and we choose to start choosing, then we start to listen to our inner compass, our intuitive being. We start to tap into it. And then it starts to say, oh, you're listening. Great. Well, then I'm going to show you. Then I'm going to allow for this. And then I'm going to bring this into you. And then your light starts coming on because you're connecting your circuitry in your being when you start to choose for you. This is the law of life. Let's just get back into it. This truly is the greatest gift you can give you. Allow yourself to be happy. Because if we don't give it to ourselves, it cannot be given. We cannot obtain it at all. And we all look outside of us for things to make us happy. And that's not where it is. It's right here. It's deep within. So I'm going to just remind you how to do your inner compass. We all have an inner compass. Drop into this moment. Let's feel and connect to our inner compass. Let me show you how to connect into this. And there's so many ways we can do this very quickly, but let's go in and feel it. And then I'm going to show you some of the quicker ways that you can also do it. So you keep reminding and resetting so that your system gets to know how to do this. One of the most wonderful ways is to use some kind of sound or a mudra. You can use any of those lovely mudras. You can use something that you smell, spray something and just bring that into you. Oh, and gosh, look, it's around in my world right now. Oh, jasmine. When I smell jasmine, I am in seventh heaven. Something you can use, something to connect, some kind of sound. Take a deep breath. Allow yourself to feel deep inner stillness. And then start to imagine that all your thoughts and all your activities, all your doing and pursuing, that this looks like little energy waves. And if you were to imagine yourself sitting very still right now, you could see all these little waves, these little tangles of energy going off and around you. And imagine that you are not activating them. You're not helping them to be these little frenzied energy waves because you're being very, very still. Begin to focus on your breath and allow your beautiful breath to open up fully into your being and pay attention to what it feels like to pull this beautiful breath into your being. And then begin to breathe out and drop your energy down through the soles of your feet into the earth. Feel the connection you have right now to this earth, to this life, to you being here, and the little spot upon this earth that only you can hold right now. Not one of us, with all the good intentions in the whole wide universe, can hold the space that only you can hold. See yourself holding that space and being in it, and feeling an agreement with yourself to be in that space. Not because the space is this or that, but because you are there. Feel the connection with you, the presence and the energy of you holding that space, and being very still in it. Then know that with your eyes closed and everything that is around you, that it may or may not be there. Don't open your eyes to peek. It may or may not be there. But for absolute certain, you know that you are there. And in this moment, the earth is holding you and your body is helping you to be present where you are right now. So breathe into your beautiful being and simply allow yourself to be there. Feel assured that your heart is beating, that your systems in your being are all functioning, and there is absolutely nothing that you must do right this moment. Really nothing. Even your breath is going to take care of itself. Your eyes are closed and the earth is holding you. And if you drop your weight even a little heavier into the earth, into the space where you are resting, notice that nothing has shifted. Gravity is still holding you perfectly. This space could be absolutely anywhere in the world. And if you are still within it and holding your space upon it, you are holding a space, acknowledging the space that you are holding, that no one on this planet can hold like you. Claim that space. Feel yourself being really sure that this is the one and only space right now in this moment that you are holding with all your heart and all your soul, with all consideration to you, and that you have no connection to anything else outside and around you. And begin to imagine what your energy looks like now. See your energy becoming organized. The field around you is beginning to organize itself. The chaotic, tangly threads are turning into beautiful order. Everything returns to order. Claim the moment and I rest in it. And I remember now who I am, that I am me, this unique, sovereign, divine being, and I'm just holding my space. And there's no requirements. And there's no pursuing and there's no doing. There's no blaming and shaming. There's no comparing. There's no judging. There's no guilt. There's just me in the space. And the space is not asking anything of me. And I am not asking anything of the space. Because a part of me trusts that it will hold me. Drop your weight even more. And drop the burdens that you're holding into that space and just breathe and relax. Sit with yourself a little forward if you're on a chair, sitting on the ground, or sitting on the earth. If you're lying down and you want to stay lying down, just do that. Visualize what I'm going to give you now. Imagine yourself either standing or sitting, feeling very connected to the earth. Open up a beautiful channel of divine light and let it filter in through the crown. And imagine that this is pouring down into you and through you and anchoring you into the earth. Allow yourself to be free in the space. If you are standing and holding the space where you are standing, you will notice that when we connect in this way, that our body develops a gentle sway. There is a gentle movement in our body. And if you are actually doing this exercise, make sure that you've got a chair or a bed or a couch right behind your knees, that if you feel off balance, you can just sit down. Now, as you are in the place that you are, open your hands as a child would, ready to receive a gift in the palms of the hands. Drop your shoulders, tuck your elbows in, and with your hands open, focus on the palms of your hands. Then go to your heart and ask your heart, what would you love to receive right here in the palms of your hands? What would fill you up with absolute delight? The best gift that you could receive right now, to hold it right here in your hands. And breathe gently, relax, and notice your body, how it's beginning to sway. Feel in your heart that this is your heart's desire, and that this is you asking for the strongest yes to show and reveal itself through your inner compass. Notice where you lean. Is it forward? Are you leaning to the back, to the side? And ask your being, what is my strong yes? And then notice where the pressure comes to in your feet. Is the pressure coming towards your toes or towards your heels? Relax. The deeper you relax, drop all thoughts of performing, no performance necessary. Just asking your inner compass to help you to realign, to reconnect, and to know from the very core of your being, and to know from the earth, from Gaia, and to know from your higher self of the divine light pouring into you. What is the best step for me to take forward now? What is the step that I could take forward that would illuminate my path now? And feel the strongest yes coming into your body and notice where you lean. Beautiful. We are awakening our inner compass that we lean towards that which delights us. We want to remind this beautiful being that we can lean towards that which delights us. We steer away, we reject, deflect, distract, deny, so much pushing away all this other information because a part of us just doesn't know how to assimilate it anymore. There's too much. But when we start to ask our mind, body, being to understand, interpret for us what it is that is our strongest yes, and then to fall back into that or fall forward into that, that to trust it so implicitly because we know that it is coming from the highest vibration of light and love. It is coming from the part of us that is light, that sees us and witnesses us as we are doing our human journey. We're tapping into that guidance. And it cannot be wrong, because the way forward in this is absolutely clear for our highest and most divine and delightful life journey. We're opening our hearts to that delight, filled with the divine light, delightful. And when you feel this connection and your strong yes, thank your beautiful body. Thank your body for showing you from deep within what is your strong yes. And then take a deep breath, put your hands on your heart, and thank your heart for helping you to connect into this, to know who you are, to feel your truth from deep within. And now, make an agreement with you that I stand in agreement with me. I claim the space that I am in, this little spot of earth that I am occupying, in my own unique, divine, delightful, sovereign way. I'm claiming it. I'm claiming all my magnificence, all my skills, all my wonderful gifts, all my talents. I'm claiming them, even those unknown to me. I'm claiming them now. And I'm reclaiming all the talents and gifts, awarenesses, brilliance and magnificence of my ancestral codes that are also part of my life. They are part of my imprint, and they are available to me, and I claim them too. I have this body of knowledge and love and light that is all around me, and I am right here in my truth. Feel that. Claim it. Well done, my treasures. Take a deep breath and come on back and relax and breathe out. Well done. All right, so good. You've got it. You got your inner compass. You've claimed it, you've held it, you've established it, you've reconnected it. Now, we want to do this as many times in our day as possible. Not this whole long version of it, just the shortest version possible. One little sound, one little mudra, one little smell of something precious that awakens you. Use your senses and awaken this feeling of reconnecting with your being. And simple thing is just to go, I am. Drop into I am. Right there, just put your hands on your heart, take a deep breath, drop into the earth, feel gravity holding you. Feel the connection of the divine. Find lots of little places and where you can put these into your day. Stop and just take a breath. Ask your body to connect these as little energy reminders, like little energy synaptic cords, that every time I do this, I train myself to reset. And every time I do that, I train myself to reset. We have really, honestly, truthfully got to reprogram this being. We've been running on a very old program that's all about survival and hardship and suffering and self-sacrifice, self-deprecation. That's what the game that we've been coded into, because it serves all the stories around us. It doesn't serve us at all, not at all. But it serves all the other manipulative devices and games around us. We reclaim and reconnect, but it cannot happen unless we do it for ourselves. It is no use for us saying, if only people would, if only this would, if only governments would, please. It's like asking the sand in the ocean to become soup. It's just ridiculous. It cannot be. We have got no power over anything else, and they've got no power over us. Nothing outside of you has any power over you. As much as it might like to convince you that it has none. You are the being, and it is you and your breath and your life and your soul that is the sovereign, sovereign, divine being that is here on purpose, very, very much on purpose. Thank you for being here, holding the space. May your week be a great blessing to you and to all those who see the light that is you.
Thank you for journeying with Soul Awakenings today. If this episode resonated with you and you'd like to share your experience with Joy, you will find all the links you need in the show notes. Also, please give the show a 5-star rating and leave a comment. You can also sign up to Joy's mailing list for additional resources and support. As always, it is an honor to walk this journey called life with you. Together, let's find the healing we need. To find the harmony our soul seeks. Remember who you are and be the gift. The world is waiting for you. Choose and choose well.